This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. We do a live Saturday show, and live shows actually 7 nights a week, so you're welcome to join us tonight or anytime you want. Our toll-free number is always there for you at, between 7 and 10 Eastern time in the evening. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Not all of our radio stations air the show live.
True.
So if you're not listening live, you can still call and join our program. So even if you're hearing this later on, you can always call the next night during our live hours and join us. You don't have to be on topic because Free Talk Live is open phones at all times, although we will take calls first that are on the topic that we've been discussing. And throughout the show tonight, we're entering into the second hour here. By the way, it's Ian with you.
And Chris.
Throughout the show tonight, we've been discussing the protests. Some say they are anti-Trump protests. Others are saying, no, it doesn't have to do with Trump.
It's just about women's rights.
Oh, we'd totally be here if Hillary Clinton was elected.
No, you wouldn't.
No. And so it's not just D.C., but also major cities. You've just got a picture from somebody you know out on the West Coast.
Yeah, friends in Oakland that are protesting.
Oakland, California. Yeah, I would imagine there are pretty big protests out there. That's where the Occupy protests got pretty dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, there are various different protests all around the country today. You're welcome to comment on that or anything you want to discuss. Of course, Trump also has already signed some executive orders. I had a story about that as well. So he's already putting into action what it was that he promised to do. Now, whether or not you agree or disagree with what he was promising to do, at the very least, the fact that he seems to be staying true to whatever it was he had said is a positive indicator, I think. Usually,
depending on your viewpoint,
right? Usually, politicians will change their tune relatively quickly upon their election, and he appears to be, still sounds like Trump.
Yep, that he does.
The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Ian and Chris. As we go to your calls and thoughts, first up, Marcia is on the line in Albuquerque, listening to Kiva.
Yeah,
hey, Marcia.
Hi. I want to say first of all about the Congress and all our members, it's like incestuous. The Bushes, the Clintons, the Kennedys, but Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, they could have been uniters instead. And she could have even gotten a job in the Trump administration by telling everybody, look, he won, and let's get over it. And I want to work with President Trump to make America great again and to heal it. And instead, she is happy and probably gloating with Obama together that all these protests are going on. And Bernie Sanders also could have said that.
I don't agree with you that Hillary Clinton would have gotten a job in the Trump administration. I highly doubt they would have wanted to hire her in the first place. And secondly, I highly doubt Hillary would want to be involved in that government when she can go around and command $100,000 speaking fees, just like her husband has been doing, in the speaker's circuit. He's been making way more money doing speaking since he was president.
It just shows she's interested in the money. Not
of course
really,
she is.
Not really helping the people. I mean,
right.
None of them are. And I think Donald Trump is more sincere with that. I don't know if Congress will let him do anything because I think it's like the body snatchers. He probably gave his soul to a lot of the Republican Party. But I also want to talk about New Mexico. Do you know, I believe...
Hold that thought. Chris, did you have a comment on that?
No, I was just going to say I think it's a little easier for Donald Trump to come across as not being concerned with the money because he's already got the money. Yeah, I remember back when, the poor Clintons left Washington without a penny to their name.
But now they've got plenty.
Yeah, somehow now they're worth millions and
plenty
millions
of
and
pennies.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, probably a billion. But can I say something about New Mexico,
please?
Yeah,
of course, sure. Yes.
Okay. Do you know ExxonMobil is coming here? And I don't have the exact figure, but the state, I believe, is getting like $4.5 billion, if not more, for the drilling rights. Now, we're a poverty state. So maybe you can tell me where that money is going, because I can never get a straight answer here. And as far as it goes, do you know, I liken it, you say people shouldn't be on welfare. Well, I agree with you, but there are no jobs here. And even if we work, I think, what is the minimum wage here? $7.75. And if you have to go to a dentist, to save a tooth, we're a national thing. And plus, they keep saying we're not educated, we're not skilled. Well, guess what? You can Google it. Bill Gates had come here and tried to start his company up here, and guess what? Albuquerque, New Mexico wouldn't give Bill Gates the right time.
Right.
You know, I mean, so they are full of bull. And guess what? The politicians want us in New Mexico to be on welfare and food stamps because it's like a pimp with his pores, and he has them on heroin. He has them hooked.
That's true. I'll agree with that. Yeah, definitely agree with you there. I found some of the other comments a little confusing.
I think what this illustrates is government is the problem. If you have an environment that is not friendly to business, that's not attracting new business because you have high levels of regulation or high levels of state involvement, the solution is for government to just get out of the way, let things happen. So when you have a lot of government intervention, they lose their power.
If they get out of the way, they lose their power. We get jobs. More people come to the state. We're going to vote these creeps out. They're career politicians. So they give the people the welfare.
They have no intention of doing what Chris is talking about.
Exactly.
That's the problem. Whether they're Republicans or Democrats, none of them are going to roll out of the way and, you know, reduce the size of the government. That, you know, even though the Republicans talk about that sometimes, some of them, ultimately it never pans out that government gets smaller under Republican administrations. It certainly doesn't get smaller under Democrats.
They should cut the cabinet. It's too top heavy. And what is all these people, I mean, in Washington, D.C., in the West Wing, working there? I mean, I think that's where most of all the money is in the whole country, over there. And Virginia, they're not poverty-stricken.
Sure, the government in D.C., those guys are doing very well. And actually, Trump touched on this in his inauguration speech. I did finally watch it last night. Last night, during the show, I had not yet seen it. But later on, when I was having some dinner, I sat down and I watched it. And he touched on that, how the people, the D.C. politicians have been benefiting, but the American people certainly have not. And one of the things that they're doing, Marcia, is they are siphoning off the wealth from New Mexico and all the other states into D.C., where the bureaucrats there slice off a huge portion of it for themselves before returning a few, you know, a pittance.
Here's a percentage of block grants back to your state.
Where that money is going for ExxonMobil? Where is it going? If we're getting $4.5 billion, who is getting it?
It's obviously not you.
Not you, and it's not me.
Right. Thanks for the call tonight, Marcia. I mean, it's going to the bureaucrats. It's going to the bureaucracy, and they're going to spend it on their buddies. Hey, thanks. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. And that's just what government does.
Yeah, and it's the same story over and over and over again that we live in a – we no longer – I really do subscribe to the idea that we're living in an oligarchy, that there is a controlling class, which does not correlate at all necessarily with our supposed representative form of government. That there are the people that control everything, and they can manipulate the country to make themselves very, very wealthy.
Now, the Trump supporters would say that somehow he is exempted from that, but
yes.
I would say that he probably isn't. I mean, it's likely that whoever it is that those people are you're talking about, some would say it's the Illuminati or the Bilderbergers or whoever. But, you know, you don't tend to get to the presidency of the United States without being somewhat beholden to those people, right?
And you probably don't get to become a billionaire in New York City,
right,
blocks from Wall Street, without being beholden or at least supported or helped by
the right people.
And that's what it's all about.
Let's keep going here. We got Brad. He's in Martinsville, Indiana, listening to WIBC. Hey, Brad.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. So just wanted to make a quick comment about, you know, they're still worried about women's rights with Trump, and yet Bill Clinton's probably one of the largest womanizers ever in the history of the presidency, maybe, but... you know, and then they're scared to eat animals because it might hurt them, and yet they're all for killing babies. So, but I just wanted to say, did you see anything on 2020 last night where I think it was 2020, where the Mexican girl that was valedictorian of her class somewhere in, I think it was New Mexico, from where the lady was calling, got a free ride to Yale, yet she's not even a citizen.
Hold that thought, Brad. We'll continue here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind. Also, you can help support Free Talk Live buy shopping with us. You're going to do online shopping in Amazon, likely, if you get online at all and do online shopping. There's a good chance you've shopped at Amazon. You'll probably shop there again because you know they got a great selection and really good prices on a lot of stuff, plus free Super Saver shipping and Amazon Prime and the whole deal. When you go through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets cut a portion of Amazon's profits. So you get the same great prices and the service that you're used to. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a portion of their profits when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. So really, there's no reason not to do this. It only takes an extra moment. And if you want to save yourself that extra step in the future, just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Click on the right Amazon for you. There's Amazon UK, Canada, and US. As soon as you get to the landing page, bookmark that.
Mm-hmm.
And that has our little code up in the URL. And then just go back to your bookmark from that point forward, and you don't have to go through the extra step of going to shop.freetalklive.com. Helps us out, and you get the same great deals. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com. Now, Brad in Martinsville, Indiana, we just brought your call on the very end of the last segment. You barely had a chance to really get your first statement out. You were saying something about a girl and a scholarship, Mexican girl. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? I couldn't quite. We couldn't quite get it.
Yeah, it was on a show last night, and I think it was 2020, and this girl was a Mexican girl, really bright young lady and fantastic person, it seemed like. But she was not a U.S. citizen, yet gets a full ride to Yale. And through all the propaganda, she, you know, talked about how bad Donald Trump is, and she's so scared and all this. First of all, you know, Donald Trump's not going to show up on their door with a gun saying, you got to leave. But I just really am confused about all the propaganda going around anymore and how before that they had had a teacher teaching the kids how it was wrong to be like Donald Trump and how all the bad things. I mean, this guy, sure, he's went a little bit crazy at times. But I think that's what we've needed in our government to shake it up a little bit.
A crazy man.
I've got four kids, and I've not got a dime, and one of my kids is a salutatorian of her class and not got a dime, and yet to see somebody not giving into the system and putting into the system and yet getting back 60, 70 times, maybe 100 times, whatever, more than what they put in, just kind of irritates me. And could you guys speak to that topic?
Yeah, well, I my first question would be, who exactly are the taxpayers paying for a full ride to Yale?
Well, I don't know who would, you know, I would assume.
Yale would provide or whoever provided the, now if, I'd see your point if this were, you know, a federal full ride scholarship to Yale. And we pulled up an article on it. I haven't had time to look through it, but that's my first question. I mean, oftentimes full rides are provided by the university itself.
Now, of course, you could argue that many universities do receive plenty of government money.
Tons of federal aid.
Ultimately, that's a problem with the university system more than it is, you know, who's getting these awards. I mean, did she deserve the scholarship? It looks like it. I mean, according to the story here, Larissa Martinez, she had a 4.95 GPA and took 17 AP classes over her high school career. I mean, she definitely is an excellent...
Oh, it's not about the person. It's just about the process, you know? I'm not doubting that she didn't deserve it, but, you know, I just like to make that how many kids are out there that their parents, you know, I didn't get anything for my kids because I had a decent job, not a killer job, not, you know, I'm not a millionaire. And with four kids, it really hurt us. You know, it was tough to put four kids through college. However, you know, here's somebody that is downing, you know, our process, doesn't like the people that are involved and all this, and yet they come over here and get a free a la carte, you know, dinner. So I just don't see that's the kind of things that I think's wrong with our government. I think you got to put in before you can take out. And in my opinion, forget race, forget, you know, gender, any of this. We always try to make it a race and gender whenever something, somebody doesn't disagree with.
Tell me this. I mean, I get where you're coming from, and I don't disagree necessarily that people should put into something before they take out of it. I see where you're coming from there. But a young person has barely had any time to put anything into, you know, the governmental system. When I went to college, I was not really as much of a libertarian as I am today. I was kind of new to the ideas, and, you know, I actually got a scholarship paid for by the state of Florida. Now, to be fair, I had worked somewhat. I'd worked and had income tax collected from me for a couple of years prior to, so between like ages 16 and 18, I was in the regular job world. So I guess I'd paid a little bit in, but I don't know how much of that ended up going to the state of Florida and that ended up going to fund the scholarship that they gave me to go to college for a couple of years at the community college in Manatee County. But, you know, should I not have gotten that scholarship because I was too new to the system?
Well, you know, that's a good question, but how do you, you know, we're going to go and cut and we're going to say that the worst problem in the world today is our college cost, right?
And it's a big problem.
It's a big one.
It's a ballooning set of costs, and it is arguably a bubble.
Yep.
And it was really hard for me because I had to co-sign for a couple loans that they tell you not to do as well,
right?
Because I was the parent, and they don't have any credit, you know, when they're seniors in high school. So it's a little hard, but. I mean, what would happen if we go to their country? Do my kids, if I move to their country, do my kids get to go to school for free? I don't know. It's so hard when you get to the individual level because this girl was awesome. She was really smart and probably deserves it more than any person in the world. That's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, you know, something about do we take care of our own or do we just. Is it an open world where you don't even have to do anything?
Well, what about looking at it from what about another perspective, though? I mean, you were talking about paying in. It has been pointed out here on this show in the past a number of times that there are a lot of undocumented workers who are actually paying in and who receive, you know, no benefits because, you know, they don't want it to be known that they're undocumented. They've used somebody else's social security number.
Right.
So they are paying into the system. They're paying taxes but get very little direct benefit. So you could argue that there's plenty of immigrants who have paid in and that she got that back out. I agree with you. It's the government and this crazy wealth redistribution that it has, this system that is the problem that ultimately turns people against one another. Like, oh, you know, we're pointing fingers at one another saying, oh, this person shouldn't have gotten that. This person shouldn't, you know, this isn't fair. This policy isn't fair. And ultimately, it's because the government forces all of this on us that people feel jealous of one another. Everybody's keeping track. Everybody's keeping score.
Right.
Yeah.
And it may not be, maybe not be that country. I was going to say, it may not be that country, but they're. We're just walking on each other. Please go ahead.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I just feel like there's no middle ground anymore that if you disagree, you know, like, you know, we may not agree on everything that we just talked about, but at least there's middle ground, you know, and I would agree 100%. I think what we do agree on is that the system's broke and that it needs fixed. It shouldn't cost a person $100,000 to go to college.
I agree with that.
$5,000, you know.
And that's the root issue.
Hey, Brad, thanks for the call tonight. We can talk more about college coming up here. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk a little bit more about, you know, why these college costs are what they are, because they shouldn't be like that. Costs of things where there's competition should go down over time, not up. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America? because of what we did on this day. Change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join in right here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And you can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
Hey, I'm Chris.
And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that is the point of the show. We've been talking mostly about, you know, Donald Trump and the Women's March on D.C. today. You're certainly welcome to comment, though, on anything at all. In fact, we just talked to Brad a few moments ago, and he was talking about the ridiculous situation with college scholarships and the costs of college on, you know, how expensive it is. As he pointed out, it shouldn't be $100,000 to send one of your kids to college.
To go into a job market where that degree may not yield them a job.
In a lot of cases, that's
right,
true.
Right.
And then you end up with $100,000 in debt hanging over your head, and you're working at a wait, you know, as a waitress or
right,
something like that. Having to make $1,400 a month payments can be very, very difficult for anybody to accomplish. I couldn't accomplish that today.
It's insane, yeah.
So, you know, college, why is it so expensive? I want to get back into the calls here, but just figured we'd talk a little further about this issue, because we mentioned that, you know, this is a bubble.
Right.
Now, why is that, Chris?
Well, we have two things going on. First of all, we have a monopoly. Not anybody can go out and open their own college.
But there are different colleges.
There are.
Is that really a monopoly?
They're
oligopoly, maybe?
What you have are different standards organizations that will set standards in certain areas. So, for example, there are not medical schools on every corner because the American Medical Association takes care of accrediting those specific schools, and they can purposely keep the number very, very low.
They do, in fact.
And they lock down
the number of doctors.
Exactly, and you can look at the American Bar Association and law schools and things like that. So all over the place we have these things that skew the marketplace. They confine, they restrict, they eliminate competition. Now, on the flip side, what we have is government deciding that it is a right to have an education. And when people felt that it wasn't easy to get school loans and things like that, well, then Big Daddy government steps in and says, you know what, the U.S. government is going to take over the student loan administration, and we're going to take care of all this. And what we have, it's just like the housing bubble in that anyone can get a student loan now,
right,
for virtually any amount. Just like in the housing bubble, you could buy almost any house, whether you had an income or not. So
if you could fog a mirror was the old requirement, right?
Yeah, and now we have it, so people are doing that with college loans. There's no means test per se. There is no real evaluation about whether there's going to be a return on this investment. And to me, it is one of the biggest crimes in our country right now that we are allowing, nay, encouraging our youngest people to start their lives hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt in some instances.
It's terrible.
It's horrible.
They'd be better off taking cash and buying a house.
Right.
Getting a job and training for 4 years rather than, actually
entering the job
college. One of the other points, I think, on why the costs are what they are is because if it's a guarantee that student X is going to get funded by the government, and the college knows that it's a guarantee, then they have no reason to control costs. They have
absolutely.
There's no incentive whatsoever for them to be careful about how they hire or who they hire or how much their budgets are, because they know that even if they keep increasing the costs of their tuition year after year after year, the government's going to keep handing out the cash. There's no limit ultimately to this. There's no check by competition because every college is playing by the same rules, where they all know they get more and more money year after year. So why reduce rates?
Exactly. This is where our education system becomes like our healthcare system. Mm. So when you have a guaranteed payer behind it, in the case of healthcare, the U.S. government, if people don't have insurance, don't worry, we'll pay it up to a certain level. Well, then people are always going to charge that certain level. There's zero enticement for them to reduce costs.
And that's a huge problem. Whereas in the marketplace, if there were a free market in education, then you would see costs of college going down, just in the same way that we see the costs of computer products going down over time. Because there's relatively open competition there. You don't have to ask permission, for the most part, to get into that business.
You bet.
It's not controlled, the amount of people that can provide those products and services. And all industries should have that level of competition and prices going down, service going up. But college is the reverse.
Exactly. And here's a good question I'd like to pose to people is, what one website has arguably more content, better taught than any other website out there? I personally love the Khan Academy.
Mm.
Everywhere from grade school up past through college level, PhD level courses, they're there.
And free.
They're free. Who accredits those? Who would ever provide an accreditation to the Khan Academy? What would the American Medical Association say? You know what? If you complete Khan Academy courses X, 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 and X, then we'll go ahead and give you a medical license? Of course not.
Great point.
That's that protectionism.
Toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Rocky, on the line in Indiana, watching on YouTube via our webcams at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hi. Hey. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You bet.
All right. I'm calling in on behalf of the Jews for Libertarians. organization. Basically, you know, I found your broadcast and I shared it around, you know, the office and all the other fellows around the, you know, they really liked it. And so I'd like to say, you know, just keep it up. And I'd like to give you a little pearl of wisdom. It's an old Jewish proverb. You'd like to hear it?
Sure.
Sure.
All right, cool, cool. All right, now listen closely. Here's a little lesson in Jewry. This is going down in history. If you want to be a merchant number one, you have to swindle stupid goyim on the run.
All right, that doesn't sound like something very positive to say. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been getting calls recently from some very nasty folks who are, obviously that person was not in favor of Jewish people.
Right.
We've been getting these alt-righters calling the show and trying to spread their hatred, and I find it very detestable.
Agreed. It's been kind of a new phenomenon. It seemed to have popped up in the last month or so, and it's just, we get so many great callers. I love it.
Yeah.
I love carrying on these conversations.
Yeah, he waited almost a half hour to say that garbage on the air.
You'll have it.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and let's just continue with your calls and thoughts here. We've got Larry listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Larry. Larry, you having a little conversation there? Oh, it's us in the background. All right, so I'm going to put you back on hold because rule number one, when you're on hold with talk radio, and Larry, he's called a lot of times in the past. We've actually had Larry on the show since before we were on WIBC in Indianapolis. He's been a longtime caller of Free Talk Live. But, so you should know better that when you call talk radio, you have to listen on hold, because if you listen to your radio, you're going to be several seconds behind the actual live time of the show. So now that Larry has probably heard us say on the radio, hey, Larry, we're looking for you. We're going to give him one more try here. Larry, are you on with us? All right. Well, sorry, bro.
Yeah,
toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Michael. He's in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, it was aside from the college thing, and now I'm feeling like I should maybe talk because you guys kind of have a good topic going. Coursera is one of the other websites out there that has tons of college courses, and it's actually a contributor site. So you have multi-universities actually broadcasting and putting in their material. They even offer sometimes like a four-week or even up to a nine-week course for free on Coursera. And that goes along with the college thing. But I guess the other thing I would say is, one thing that's frustrating, you know, with I'm a business owner, and I was bringing up a business topic earlier, but I think one of the things business owners find frustrating is, you know, once you leave high school and you get some college education.
Michael, hold that thought. Know. I want to hear what you have to say. We're going to bring you back for that in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here, of course. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Chris.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Everything from the Women's March on Washington today to Donald Trump's inauguration to the cost of college. We've been covering all of that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want, and that's... We got Michael on the line in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Michael, you'd wanted to comment on your business owner, something about college. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, so go ahead. Michael?
Just gonna say, it's been a lot. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, in line with what you guys were talking about earlier in the college situation, I was going to say Coursera is also another website that is offering courses out there. And what it is, it's a collaborative effort where other universities are contributing their online courses for free, and some of them 4 weeks, some of them up to 9 weeks. I had taken a set of courses from with Berklee Music College, and it was really, really awesome. It was a music theory course, but it was definitely college-level stuff and really
Now, Chris was just digging around on their app or on their website.
Yeah.
And you found some that were pricey. I mean, not that pricey, but you know, compared to college, they were cheap, but $49
right.
bucks a month or something. So is there like a free tier, but there's also a some of them that charge?
Or is it some courses have a cost associated with some are free?
Mm.
I would think.
Hey, Yeah, that's exactly how it works. But originally, when they first came out, so that this is a newer model probably where they've actually offered a free website, and which kind of sucks. But because originally, all the courses up there that universities were contributing were absolutely free. And I think there are some courses or, you know, like maybe it's like a 4-week thing where they're teaching you on a certain topic. But anyway, those some of those are still completely free.
Right. Maybe with the ones that cost, you get some level of interaction with a teacher. Normally with a free course, sure. You're not going to have anything but the course essentials. Maybe there's a little bit of service that comes along. I'm just speculating.
Yeah, here. And I think that's probably where it's going. I think it's also interesting this brings up the economy of free, whereas free is a new concept, relatively speaking, but it's one that we've rapidly come used to.
Mm-hmm.
We do expect that certain things on the internet to be at no charge.
We sure do.
But we're often willing to pay extra for those benefits if they're worth it.
The freemium model.
Yeah.
So, Michael, is that all you wanted to share, or was there more?
Yeah, just a little bit more. Because one of my frustrations is I feel like I've continued to educate myself. I'm a guy who started out on web in 97, and that wasn't really college stuff, but I learned it kind of on my own. But anyway, continue to educate myself in that technological field, and also learning, like, Adobe now has a creative suite, and so I've kind of learned all those tools. But for me, as a business owner, my frustration is, like you guys are saying, it would be nice if there was some type of way to prove your educational value beyond college, because and even people who don't even go to college, because what I've found is a lot of people don't trust people to a certain level. They, you know, somebody who has a 4-year degree, they get a certificate, they put it on their wall. Great. You go into an office, maybe like a business administration person's office, and it's hanging up. So therefore you go, oh, okay, I'm willing to invest money into this person with regard to financial stuff because they seem like they got, you know, going on and you trust them. But, you know, there's guys out in the technical field that continue to educate themselves
right. And
learn new technologies. Like right now I'm learning about more like YouTube stuff and social media stuff and how all that stuff is now playing a part of advertising and marketing. And I'm getting educated on all that. But for me, I feel like, well, how do we prove that? Not only that, it's kind of weird because, like, you know, trying to show people that they can trust you and prove your education in the field.
Kind certifications. Of because, that's the answer. Certifications.
That's the thing. You would think certifications should be something that could come, that you could come by free if you've already learned the stuff and taken
no,
certification.
Oh, no. There's a lot of money to be made there. I'll speak to you as a former IT guy, and I was up to an IT director for multi-billion-dollar companies back in the day. But certifications lost their value.
Really?
Once we saw the boot camps come about and things like that, it just wasn't. Okay, so either you got a certification because you really know what you're doing, or you just said, I'm going to throw a bunch of money at this problem and go for a boot camp and I'll get my certification really quickly.
Huh.
So you never really know. I have a lot of hope for the idea of the nano degree. Where
what is that?
The idea that some of these online providers may take something like Adobe Creative Suites, and they may put together their own courseware, and they may say that, you know what, if you complete these, you know, eight sessions, these eight classes or whatever it is in this particular topic, we'll award you a Udacity. Udacity is one of the ones that's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
A nano degree, a term, a sort of a specialization, as opposed to it's basically providing an alternative to the certification path.
What makes that better?
Traditional.
What makes that better than certification?
I don't.
If certifications are not valuable, as you're saying.
Well, to me, it sort of eliminates Adobe from making a ton of money off of certifications, or Cisco, or things like that. Now they're welcome to do that, but I think there's other measures of an engineer or a tech person's worth other than just the software writers of the hardware company's word. That's all a certification comes down to.
So it's like a third-party certification. Almost.
Yeah.
Okay. Michael?
So, but along on the lines of what y'all were saying with free education, because you guys sound like you might be pro kind of free education. You just, there's all this talk about how will it be done and how, you know, all that crap. but do you guys believe that there should be like a way for people, professional people, to certify themselves so that they can actually get something without having to pay? I mean, because I feel like, you know, like you said, A-plus certifications used to exist, and MCSC right. certifications existed, and those were job qualifiers that could bump you from, say, you were making $30,000 a year. You could, okay, now you can make $40,000, $42,000 a year because you have an MCSC and an A-plus. But I feel like that's, I mean, as technology comes, we've got to adapt and learn this new technologies, but who says we need to continue to lay out money every time we learn something new? Because to me, it's like, I think you should be able to test, prove you passed the test, get a certification of some sort, but not have to pay, you know, $200. Okay, now I paid $1,000 for this one and this one, and seven. You know, it seems like endless that you can continue to pay money out, but never really reap benefits, you know, or, you know what I mean? So
I suspect what the market will solve this, as long as government continues to kind of stay out of the way of tech certification, which is why we do see these things pop up like Udacity or Coursera or Khan Academy, these alternative ways of getting an education. And as more people become familiar with them, they will be able to monetize their stuff at a smaller scale, maybe for less money. I mean, like I said, I looked at courses on Coursera for $49 for a month. That was giving me four different college courses from the University of Copenhagen.
You get four courses for $49?
Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing.
Yeah, it is.
That's less than what you would spend on the gasoline to actually get to a physical college.
Yeah.
I think that what you'll see happen is that over time, if indeed there was freedom in this area, and there certainly is more freedom in the area of certifications than there is in college degrees, you'll probably see prices being driven down because of that competitive factor. It might not ever always get to totally free for everything, especially if these courses cost money to create in the first place.
Sure.
There has to be a way to recoup those costs. But ultimately, I mean, at that price point, you really can't get much cheaper than that. Ultimately, you know, per day, you average that out, it's just over $1 a day to get college level courses. Michael, thanks for the call tonight,
man.
I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Andrew. He's in Virginia Beach as well, listening to WNIS. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, I was just going to comment on the, you know, how you guys say with more competition, the market's supposed to adjust accordingly with, you know, lower college and all that stuff. But when I became a contractor to, you know, spread my work experience out, and it's just, it's like the people with money have finally pinpointed out how to get, like, the cheapest labor force they can get, and companies are okay with that.
Yeah. You're saying that's frustrating to you as an independent contractor who doesn't have a labor force, or what?
Yeah, it's something along the lines of that. Like, I mean, you got companies that are just trying to lowball each other just to win contracts and stuff like that. And it kind of seems the same way with the college. You got, they're just jacking up prices because they can, and everybody's on the same level. Like, if they can do it, I can do it.
I want to dig into this a little further, because what you're describing there seems like a different thing. You're saying the contractors are lowballing each other, but the colleges are jacking up their prices. So hang on, Andrew. We can continue the discussion if you want to stick through the news into hour number three of Free Talk Live coming up.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.